It's time for Next Step Monday as we look back on this past Sunday's sermon and jumpstart our week with a few thoughts. Here's Pastor Dave Pack.
It's good to be with you, Fremont family, on this Next Step Monday podcast. Yesterday, we looked at Colossians 3:18 through 4:1, and the big idea was this. As new people in Christ, we are to clothe ourselves with Christ in the home and in the workplace. Now, this is a challenging passage, to be sure, but as always, when we come against a difficult passage, we always want to take it in its proper context. That is key, and that will provide safeguards that keep us from ripping it out of context. Now, in here, Paul has these three different kind of relationship dynamics that addresses both those in authority and those under authority. And with those in authority, Paul is very clear. He puts limits on their authority. It's interesting, the word Lord is mentioned like seven times in the passage. So the idea is very clear that even for those of you who are in authority, you both have the same Lord. So do not abuse your authority. Authority is given to build up and not tear down. It's given to nurture and to help others flourish. And we see this with the husband and wife dynamic. In our Ephesians 5 passage, it's meant to paint a picture, a clear picture of the gospel. And when we think of Christ's leadership or headship, he emptied himself. Like, he stepped in front of his bride to protect her. He didn't lord his authority over her. He served her. And that's to be a picture of marriage and really to permeate many of our relationships. Now, as we think about responding, I would encourage us with a few different ways to think about this. First off, I think by nature for many of us, it's easy to just kind of want to skip passages that are hard. I want to encourage us with this. God will give us the grace we need as we go into the hard passages and not around them. And so I just want us to be confident in that. Second, if you find yourself, if you are married or you're a parent and you're one of these relationships, I would encourage you to just to honestly and humbly, with no guilt or no shame, just evaluate how does your relationship dynamic within the home reflect what's laid out in our passage yesterday from Ephesians 5 and Colossians 3 and 4. Is it one of really this servant leadership, this nurturing and care to wash one another with the word of Christ? Third, if you are single, I would say this, how can, by God's grace, your contentment in your singleness continue to paint a beautiful picture of the sufficiency of your bridegroom, Jesus Christ? And then finally, for all of us, I would simply ask us to consider what are hard things in Scripture or hard passages that our heart has been resistant to relinquish to. I want to encourage us. Let's begin to allow Scripture to speak into every fabric of our lives rather than resisting it. And I believe as we do, there will be incredible joy, incredible freedom, and incredible breakthrough. And I'm going to be praying that for you this week.